This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Happy 4th of July. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my regular co-host, Chris Weigel, who was missing last week when we had a special interview with Donna Van Leer. But you did talk at the beginning of it.
That's right. We got her rolling.
That's right. You brought us in, you took us out, but
right.
You didn't say too much in between.
No.
Because I was interviewing her. That was kind of a critical difference. Well, we're here every Saturday morning, as you would guess, because you're listening to us right now. And we're here doing life together, and we're really glad that you have joined us once again.
And, of course, we want you to join the conversation through social media and Dr. Linda's My Faith radio page, where you can leave a question, comment, or answer the social media question for the week. Dr. Linda's Facebook page is Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker. Her Twitter is at Dr. Linda Helps, and her website is drlindamental.com.
And there'll be a quiz on that in just a few moments.
That's a lot to remember.
Twitter, yeah. Facebook, and website. That's just all the ways that you can get a hold of us. And if you forget all of that, just go to myfaithradio.com and put in the programs, and you'll see the Dr. Linda Mental Show come up, and you can contact us through that. We love to hear your comments, and we're so glad that people are commenting on social media because it adds a lot to the show to hear what other people think. Don't you think, Chris?
Oh, definitely. That's a big part of the show, is to bring the subject matter up and then see what listeners think about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's the 4th of July.
Right.
So big plans today, tonight? What
not,
are you doing?
Not really. I think we'll just sort of take
you
it
have
easy
children.
This year.
You have to do something fun.
Well.
Do you have any traditions? Like, do you do sparklers?
No.
Or you don't even do that?
I will tell you this. My grandmother directed a handbell choir.
Okay.
She kept the bells at her house. So if we were at her house for 4th of July, we would go out and ring the handbells.
Like let freedom ring?
Yeah. We wouldn't actually play a tune. We'd just make a lot of noise with them.
And the point of that is to let freedom ring?
I'm supposed
to. You could
do
that. So you could talk about the Liberty Bell and then your bells and your... Have you done all that or did you not make it that obvious?
Nah, you just got them out, you know? For us kids.
Well, there's a great symbolism there because
right.
It is the Day of Freedom. Mm. You know, the concern I have is that there are going to be a lot of people tonight doing home fireworks. And
right.
I looked up a little statistic, and there were 8 firework-related deaths in 2013 and about, get this, 11,400 injuries from fireworks.
And we wonder why the traditional M80... was discontinued. People would get their entire hand blown off of one of those things.
It's serious. And that was according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. So I remember when I was a child, there was a boy in our neighborhood who did that, who set off a firework. And I don't know what it was because I was young and I don't remember talking about the names of them. But he actually lost an eye as a result of that. So you need to be careful tonight. Have fun. Sometimes just buying sparklers is probably okay. Don't get into the real heavy-duty stuff unless you have a lot of supervision.
Or just go, if you want to see big fireworks, go where the professionals are setting them off.
Right. That's usually the best bet is to go. But a lot of kids like to run around in the neighborhood and have sparklers or do something. So just be sensible and safe about this. There's a lot of festivals, like you said, firework places to go. The best one, I have to say, the best fireworks that I remember was in Tampa, Florida. We went to the stadium where the Buccaneers played, and they had it. Did you? Oh, Matt is nodding his head over here because, Matt, you're a Floridian, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I actually went as a kid and saw those
fireworks.
You did?
And they had music.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was phenomenal.
And the
music was picked so well with that whole thing, and you're in the stadium.
Yeah. And a couple years, because I lived on the other side of the Causeway Bridge down there.
Okay, okay. So
even some years, we could see them from our house.
Wow.
And we could hear it and all that. So it was really cool. That was my best childhood experience of 4th of July, actually.
That was an awesome... I lived in Clearwater, on the Clearwater side. But so there were fireworks at the beach, but we always went to the ones in Tampa because those were with the music. I mean, that is the way to go.
Yeah.
I just think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't live there anymore.
Back home on the river that flowed through where we live, they had the levee, and you could almost walk across the river on boats. Thousands of boats.
Wow.
And a symphony would play
Oh, nice.
In concert with the fireworks. Yeah. That was lots of fun.
I think there are going to be a lot of it. It depends on where you live. You live by water. Sometimes they'll do that on the water with the boats and music and concerts and parks. And so look at your community calendar if you're looking for something to do. And I also participated in 4th of July parades. Now, I think those are becoming less common, I think. But I remember when I was living in Wheaton, which is in the Chicago area, I was on the back, get this, of Peter Roskam, who is now in the, in the Senate or the Congress, I can't remember, but he's kind of a big deal now. And I was on the back of his truck throwing candy to people in the parade. It was a big job.
It's a big deal.
I was liked a lot after that because I was throwing candy to people. So a lot of fun. So whatever you're doing, we hope you have a great celebration for the rest of the day and tonight, and just be safe about that.
Now, for Independence Day, this week you wrote a blog concerning Independence Day, but you took a different spin on the topic. You say that there is a different kind of freedom that requires the opposite of independence, dependence.
Right.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the spiritual side of this today. We don't always focus specifically on the spiritual. That's obviously a part of what we're talking about all the time because we're dealing with relationships. But we're going to talk a little bit today about our relationship with God, because as we are dealing with the Independence Day, and this is a very important day in terms of our culture. Today is the day that we celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, and obviously that declaration proclaimed to the world our separation from Great Britain and our emergence as a new sovereign nation. So that was our independence, and we state that in our pledge to the flag, under God, with liberty and justice for all. So it is very important that we became an independent nation.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about spiritual freedom, which is another type of freedom that we have in this country, that comes with a very different path.
Right.
And so when we're talking about being spiritually free, we're talking about a dependence on God that is important. And that's an idea that really is counter to the culture that we live in.
Now, what would you say to a believer these days that says, you know, with everything going on in the Supreme Court and everything that's come down, I just don't feel like celebrating Independence Day? And I've actually heard several people say that.
Have you really?
Yeah. They feel just somewhat depressed about how they see the direction
the
of the nation.
Freedom's kind of
going.
Shrinking.
Right.
The concern that their freedoms might shrink.
Right.
Well, that's a really good point, because when we asked our listeners on social media this week, we asked them, we went out on the street and we asked them on the street, and then we also asked on social media, and we asked people, what freedoms are you the most thankful for this 4th of July? And we wanted to know what was important. And as we go through this a little bit later in the show, Chris, we're going to see that I think those Supreme Court decisions had a big influence on the way people answered this. These answers, to me, look very different than they did from years past.
Wow.
So it is on the hearts and minds of people. I would say celebrate.
Right.
I mean, celebrate. We might have to fight some things. We might have to really stand for freedom. And, you know, it may not be the easiest thing. There may be some persecution of Christians. There certainly is all over the world. But we do need to celebrate the freedom that we still have in this country. And no matter where you are, we're going to talk about the freedom that you have in Christ. And that is something that you always have if you're one of His.
We'll be right back.
All right, so what is one freedom you're thankful for this 4th of July?
After having been in other countries and seeing the quality of life that most people there are forced to deal with, I can say that I'm very thankful for the clean water, the food, the shelter, and just the general high quality of life I have here in the United States.
Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder, what is normal and how do I best impact my child in his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, will give you this confidence, the confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, available on Dr. Linda Mental's website, drlindamental.com, and available online where books are sold.
The other day, I was cut off the road by a driver. Everything in me wanted to yell, "Hey, watch out!" but I restrained myself, knowing that yelling at the driver would not do so much good, and it wasn't the best way to deal with my anger. Anger easily rises up in most of us. Anger, while a natural emotion, needs to be dealt with in the right way. The Bible tells us, be angry, but do not sin. So what is the biblical way to handle anger? Well, this is a question I answer in my short and easy book to read, Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness. That small book has sold over 130,000 copies because of how practical and helpful it is to everyday living. So if you want to be angry, but not sin, practice what Scripture teaches. Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness is available on my website, drlindamental.com, and online where books are sold.
All right, so what is one freedom that you are thankful for this 4th of July?
I'm thankful for the freedom of speech where I don't have to answer your question.
And welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Happy 4th of July to you listening. I hope you're having a relaxing morning and getting ready for all the festivities of the day.
You know, at what point did barbecuing and grilling become a 4th of July have to?
I didn't research that. Yeah. I don't know what that was. I think it's kind of, isn't it just kind of an all-American tradition?
Yeah, I guess so.
Where people get out the hot dogs, the hamburgers,
right.
You get together as a family, you celebrate. There probably is something in history somewhere where somebody started doing that. It became so popular. But
you could easily just order a pizza.
You could.
On 4th of July.
Well, you could do that. You could set a new tradition here with your family.
Right.
Go ahead, Chris.
That.
Since you have nothing planned today, you need to do something to lighten it up, so maybe you could order a pizza.
Might as well start something new since we don't have anything else better to do
well,
today.
We just heard from somebody that was interviewed that they were really thankful for freedom of speech, and mm-hmm. I know that that's been a very big concern for a lot of people.
Well, as we were looking through the social media comments for this program, is a big concern.
Yes.
And there's also, I hate to use this word, but there's almost a cynicism in these comments, and folks are sort of like, well, you know, as long as we've got it, we might as well enjoy it. I think our country is going in a direction that has a lot of evangelicals concerned right now.
Right. And so we really do need to stand up and not be afraid. And that's one of the messages, is that as we deal with difficult issues in our country, we look at the model of Jesus. And Jesus told us to speak the truth in love. And I think it's important to recognize that you may speak the truth in love. When we're talking about free speech, you may, but it seems what's happening is that if you don't agree with someone, then you are labeled a hater or intolerant or a bigot. And so the argument seems to be, agree with me or else. And that is not freedom of speech.
No.
Tolerance has to do with holding a conviction, having some kind of conviction. And the reason that somebody has to be tolerant of it is because it might be different than what you believe or you think. So when you're tolerating something, you are tolerating a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're talking freedom of speech, we need to be able to have those civil conversations where we don't always agree. I was listening to some crazy program. I won't tell you what network it was on and what the show was, because it was really crazy. And people were screaming at each other because of their differences. And I thought, this is really sad, where we can't just sit down. We can't have differences. We can't recognize, especially the religious differences that there are in this country over specific issues in our country.
And whether we like it or not, believers are held to a higher standard, because here's how you know this to be true. If you engage in a, let's say, freedom of speech argument with a non-believer, as soon as you raise your voice, they call you out on that.
Right.
Because they expect more from you. And whether they consciously expect more from you is up for debate. But they see the Christian title on your name, and they say, here's how this person should act. And they'll stamp you with that. So as we engage in those conversations, it is very important and difficult to keep a cool head.
That's the challenge, though. And that's the challenge with Christ in us and the Holy Spirit in us. That's what brings out the fruit of the Spirit. And that fruit includes self-control, patience, kindness, long-suffering. And so we are held to a different standard. And I think that's what's so hard about all of this. So much of living out the gospel in our country is countercultural. If we talk about the very idea that we're dealing with today, the American dream, the American spirit, is all based on this independence, that I can do what I want to do, anything is okay for me, and that is so counter the Christian idea of complete dependence on God, and then interdependence with each other. So very radical, very different than sometimes the culture that we're living in.
Freedom without any type of moral direction is pure chaos.
Well, and we have
that. We want
freedom,
but we have to be directed in a certain way. Of course, that's where we look to the Word.
Right, and that's what Tony said when he made his comment on social media. He said freedom of religion is what he's the most thankful for. But he said it's based on a moral and a religious people. So you have freedom, but the religious morals, the law of God and the Bible and the mm-hmm. things that you hold dear as a Christian, you have to be dealing with those things. So when God tells you to do something, you don't just say, oh, well, I don't really feel like it today, God. Or right. that's a nice idea, but you know what? We're living in modern times and things are different. So there is a responsibility that comes with that freedom.
Tony went on to say that freedom will fail. And we've really looked at his comment a lot.
I know. He's very discouraged. There was a long comment on this, and I read it, and mm-hmm. he was very discouraged by the Supreme Court decision. He feels that Christians are going to begin to be persecuted in this country. Of course, right. they're being persecuted all over the world in a different way here in terms of the way we're attacked for the way we think. And we talk about our beliefs when they're moral. They're, you know, labeled as a different kind of problem. So he is very concerned. And I just would encourage him and encourage his walk with the Lord that, you know, God will help us in times that are difficult. And he will give us the wisdom that we need to speak at the right times, to say the right things. And he goes before us. You know, I was reading in Psalm this whole week, Chris. I was very much in Psalm 3, 4, and 5. And so much of that had to do with the whole idea that there are a lot of people that rise up against me. David is mm-hmm. saying, many are they that rise up against me in the third psalm. But then he goes on to say, but the Lord is my shield, and he will defend me, and he is there for me. I cry out to him for help, and he is going to help me. So I think when we feel discouraged, we have to remember that the Lord is our shield, and he's there to help us and protect us and give us what we need through that situation.
Angelica said something along those lines, too. She says, we will be persecuted. She mentions some things that have come down recently. She mentions ISIS.
Right.
And then she says, Christians will be persecuted. There is a lot of discouragement. But if you go to what Norm said, he said, for as long as it lasts, he likes the freedom of speech. If we don't lift our voices in the marketplace of ideas, the day is coming when those freedoms erode.
Right.
And he makes such a strong point there, because in our effort to be Christ-like, you also have to put your foot down.
Right. It doesn't mean you don't stand. It doesn't mean you don't right. stand for what you believe. Natasha says, I want the freedom of religion to voice my opinions in public and private. She said, I want to be able to continue to state what I believe and why. Hmm. Right now, she said, I feel like I have the freedom to do that, and I pray that that freedom continues.
Now, John says he likes the freedom to have his own opinions.
Well, it's kind of related to Natasha. And right. maybe, I don't know, he doesn't say whether or not he wants to express them publicly or
right.
not. But the fact that he can have different opinions. You know, I visited communist countries when mm-hmm. the Iron Curtain was up and went to places where people were not free to say what they believe
wow.
and to give an opinion. So sometimes we take that for granted, but it is a wonderful freedom that we have.
So, John, that's a great freedom, but do be careful at family reunions.
Yeah, to give your opinions. Don't give your opinions on political issues.
That's
sometimes
right.
that backfires.
Oh, we have rules in our family.
You do?
Politics.
No politics?
No politics.
Now, we've had some pretty intense conversations at dinner tables over
right.
politics that can get a little dicey. And Carl says, because he's having a feeling of being marginalized in our culture, he feels like he has come under attack for believing what he believes. So he's still thankful that he can attend church and have a place where he can go to freely worship.
You know, there's such a dark cloud over these comments. I wonder if we could put a time on it. If our country continues in the pattern it's going, how much longer do we have?
Well, I certainly don't know that, but I do think that we do have to pray, and that's mm-hmm. a big part of this, and we do have to continue to stand, and we have to speak that truth in love. We had another comment from Jay, which was a little bit different. I just wanted to throw that one out there as well. Jay says he's thankful, this is interesting, for physical and mental property. And then he went on to say that he likes the idea that he can have freedom in his ideas.
Hmm.
So intellectual property was what he was talking about.
Mental property.
Mental property.
That's great.
Yeah. And then freedom for having physical property and being able to own property and to have a place that he can be. So that was kind of an interesting, that was a very different one from the rest of them.
That's a great comment, Jay, because we could probably say we know some folks who need a few more acres of mental property.
That's right. So those were great comments. I think we're not going to read the rest of them because they all do fall into this idea of most of those comments were freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And I'm sure that has something to do with the fact that the Supreme Court just came down with the decisions that they did.
It's the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Happy 4th of July to you today. You can learn more about this program at Dr. Linda's blog on myfaithradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, so what is one thing you're thankful for this 4th of July?
I am thankful that in America, everyone has the freedom of opportunity to pursue their goals and their dreams, and every man, woman, and child has that right, and I'm so thankful for that.
Threats of war, racial tension, divorce, natural disasters. If you are like me, sometimes I just have to turn off the news and remind myself that there is actually good in our world. It's so easy to listen to all the bad news and become worried. Worried about the future, about the Middle East, crime, finances, health, family problems, and, you know, so it goes. But Scripture tells us to take those worried thoughts captive, to be anxious about nothing. That is one of the reasons I wrote Letting Go of Worry. I didn't want worry to grip so many of us and cause us to lose our peace. So the next time you hear bad news, remind yourself to take those anxious thoughts captive. If you need help doing so, Letting Go of Worry is a good resource and will walk you through the steps to living in peace and contentment.
Letting Go of Worry by Dr. Linda Mental, available on her website, drlindamental.com, and online.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mental offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
All right, so what is one freedom you're thankful for this 4th of July?
What am I thankful for this 4th of July? I'm thankful for my country. I'm thankful that I have a country that, even with all the changes, allows me to worship God and to give Him my best. I'm thankful for my family. They mean the world to me. And I'm thankful that we can be a family together and give our best as a family to God. I'm thankful for His provision. I'm thankful for all that God has done in my life. This 4th of July, I'm thankful for God and what He continues to do in the life, in my life, in the life of my family.
And welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're talking about not only the 4th of July and our independence, as we celebrate Independence Day, but we're also talking about dependence on God, which is a different kind of spiritual freedom that we all can have.
You know, we've got some thoughts from your blog, Dr. Linda, and when we think about spiritual dependence on God, it is completely counter to the way we are wired.
That's right, especially in this culture where independence is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So to be free in Christ, which is what we're talking about, means to give up that independent spirit and devote ourselves to His way of doing things. And, you know, that isn't always a popular idea for many people. We don't want to do stuff the way other people want us to do it all the time, especially God.
It's highly unpopular among non-believers, but it's a struggle for us.
Right. We want to be free to do what we want to do. That is a lot of times the spiritual pull, is that we want to do our own thing and we don't want to put ourselves under God's laws and principles because it's a much difficult life to live. But again, if you've got that relationship with Christ strong, He gives you the power and you don't live in this constant law. You live under grace and it's easier to do because of that relationship. So this temptation to want to do our own thing is as old as Eve.
This goes all the way back to when she was tempted by that snake.
That's right.
And she thought she was doing what was best, but not necessarily so.
That's because what Satan said to her is, you don't have to listen to what God said.
Right.
Why don't you just do what you want to do? And that fruit looks good. Why don't you just eat it? And she was deceived, and she ate the fruit, and she committed an act of disobedience, which we call sin. And Satan's temporary victory, though, was to get her to think and act independently from God and her husband, and that's when sin resulted. So isn't that an interesting temptation?
Definitely, to be independent.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the first time. Satan tried the same thing with God before that.
Yeah.
And he continues to do that and drive that into our heads today. And it's a constant struggle.
Yeah, he was cast out of heaven because of that. Mm-hmm. He knows that our spiritual freedom is based on that dependence with God. And so we really need to look at that and say, while it's a good thing to be independent, it certainly was a good thing to be independent from Great Britain at the time of our signing of our declaration, but maybe it's not a good thing to be so independent when we're mm-hmm. talking about our relationship with God.
Christians can't be independent from God. It contradicts itself.
Right. And then we have to add the whole part of interdependence. So mm-hmm. now we're talking about how we relate to each other.
You know, the message in Galatians 5:13 says, it's absolutely clear that God has called you to a free life. Just to make sure that you don't use this freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want to do and destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love. And that's how freedom grows.
So there's that interdependence.
Wow.
That we use that freedom that we have in Christ, just what you read, not to do whatever we want, but we use that to serve one another.
In your blog, you said freedom grows through service, not through self-satisfaction.
That's a really important mm-hmm. point. And again, I think if we just think about American culture, where there's so much emphasis on self-satisfaction, happiness, what's good for us, we need to change that paradigm and do what Jesus does and say, what's good for other people? How can I serve my fellow man? And that's kind of freedom that will result in a lot of satisfaction, if you think about it.
Hopefully that's a good bit of news for folks today.
Well, I hope we can encourage people. So in this holiday, which is today, let freedom ring with a growing dependence on God and a commitment to serving each other, which we just talked about, and pray that our country built on independence will see a need for dependence on God. That's my prayer, Chris, this holiday season, that we see our need for complete dependence on God, because we know that a nation that is dependent on God will grow in a powerful way. Well, many thanks to our producer, Matt Garcia, our man on the street, Andrew Claudio, who is leaving us for another job in another state. How dare he? But congratulations to you, Andrew, and we thank him for his excellent job of going out on the street each week and talking to people. And, of course, thanks to you, Chris, my co-host, who makes this show a conversation, so I'm not just talking to myself during the time we're here.
That has happened before, and those two are good programs.
They are. That's true. I shouldn't down that. But from all of us here at Faith Radio, we're going to talk to you next week. In the meantime, remember that we're here doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Happy 4th of July.
Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.